Well, fantastic football player. Does so many things for us. Anthony Dixon will step up and do a great job, as he has been doing in that backup fullback role. I know we like to, at times, I like to be running the ball more, but never a complaint about that. And you never have to worry about AD's effort. And look forward to watching him compete.
Early in Dixon's career where you, the coaching staff asked him to be a more physical runner, more of a north-south runner. Where is he in just learning to be more physical and hit the hole quickly?
He's a physical back. I mean, I don't see the things you're talking about there.
Maybe before you came in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to get him to do less dancing at the line and hit the hole more directly.
Yeah.
That's not an issue with him and the way he operates.
No. No, very physical back.
Jervis, the situation, if he can do the job and kind of do what Bruce did,
yes. Yes. We're very confident in AD and how he'll do.
Does he become more of an option as far as with the ball in his hands too, as opposed to just lead blocking for Frank?
Again, all those possibilities. You'd like to think your opponent would consider and like him to consider all possibilities.
Different is the Atlanta Falcons? I mean, obviously the record indicates they're different from last year.
Well, a lot of the same players. Like everybody, you fight tooth and nail for wins on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, whatever the case may be. And, they've had some close losses and some games that haven't gone their way. But, this year, more than any year that I've been coaching or in this league, everybody is fighting tooth and nail for these wins, and this will be no different on Monday night.
Is Tukuwafu solely a fullback, or if you ran into a jam, could you play him at defensive line?
Yeah, that'd be a possibility.
I forget what the issue was with the numbers. He'll have a fullback's number.
Yes.
But what would he have to do if you did have injuries at defensive line?
Is it possible that Will Tukuwafu in an emergency situation could play defensive line? Yes. We would just insert him into the defensive line if that were the case. No, there's no mechanic there.
Jim, I know you're focused on the Falcons.
But I'm aware of.
A lot of us are writing stories about Kelsey this week. I have one question along those lines. If you don't feel like answering it, I understand. Your playoff win against the Saints a couple years ago was one of the greatest wins in Kansas City history. What do you remember about that day, and what did the win mean for this franchise?
Meant that we got to another chance at the ultimate chance, that particular season. Great. Yeah, it was a great thrill of winning. Great joy of victory. All those things.
Can you always talk about improving as well, but do you want to get better every week? In what aspects would you say this team is definitely getting better?
And number one thing, our players really play like they want to win the game. And when you got that, you got something really good. They work hard to win in their preparation and on game day. I admire them very much for that.
You sense that they taste the playoffs or playoff possibilities is right around the corner. You sense that from them?
They know what's at stake, and they've known that for going back, weeks, months to the start of the season, how important the next game is and how big these games are and, what our mission is. And our mission is to win the next game.
Jim, I suppose Tony Gonzalez is one of the dwindling number of players that played against. Did you get to know him through the years? And if so, your thoughts on him and his career?
I've not got to personally know him, just through watching him and like other coaches or fans would. Fabulous player. future Hall of Fame player, and you know, does not look like a guy that's playing his final year. So you know, he's very much a top-notch competitor.
Vernon also probably has a capacity to be a Hall of Fame player. He's so versatile. How has he changed just a position of tight end from the time that you've seen him? What does he do that other tight ends don't?
I hate to compare him to other tight ends. I mean, he's the kind of tight end that blocks at the highest level and has speed of the, you know, the highest level and catching ability to get open. You know, he's an all-tool tight end, which is rare.
Are you open to having four tight ends active on game day?
Hoping?
Yeah. Is that possible?
Possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Chris McDonald, he was not active due to his ankle. Is that correct?
He was working through something. We felt like it was best to, you know, get that better for him.
What's the timeline for Bruce Miller in terms of off-season activities for you guys? I know that I'm not trying to get ahead, but just what's his recovery going to be like?
I mean, every day now is a healing day and a rehab day, and I don't know how long it takes for that injury to completely heal. Guessing 6 weeks. You know, I think after that he'd be good to go. 7 weeks, 8 weeks. You know.
We had the same kind of questions when Kramer had him at that point saying this is not a season-ending injury. As it's evolved, is this the best case scenario worked out for how he's going? Michael.
Best case scenario? Yeah, it's been the best case that I can think of. Yeah, you know, credit to him, credit to the doctors that did the surgery and all those members of our team that, you know, helped him rehab. You know, he carried the heavy load, but it's worked out very well. Very pleased.
Colin was saying yesterday that him and Anquan have a pretty good daily competition that he hopes rubs off on everybody else. On offense, what do you see on the practice field between those two guys?
I think they're, you know, it's certainly not self-centered, you know, and if it's competitive and not self-centered, that's the best kind.
It seemed like Colin really opened up and became much more assertive about his running, much more decisive about his running. There's been speculation that basically that there was kind of keep him at bay for a while, keep him healthy through most of the season, and then let him go be Colin again. Was there that kind of articulated plan, or was it?
No.
Is it now at the point where you think that he is just now more comfortable with his?
I think he's been pretty comfortable running ever since he got into the league, and he's been very effective at it. But no, there's no. No articulated plan. You know, we do what you can to put the players in the best position to win games, and every one is so critically important that, you know, done the best we can to put the best game plan forward, and they execute it, you know, and he's done a fabulous job.
How's he making Potty doing at this stage?
I think he's doing good. He's had a lot of good ones.
Couple more, but
I don't know if I can compare that to another game, and I mean he's been fabulous all year. On the field, off the field, leadership in the locker room, obligations in the community. He's fulfilling all his obligations to the media. I mean, he's just been A+ across the board.
Seconds and great passes like that. Is he also able to do that going to his left and If so, is that rare for a right-handed quarterback to be sort of ambidextrous in the way he's rolling out of the pocket and throwing?
You know, again, I mean, this will be a probably a rare time. You know, you start comparing people to other players, but I've never seen anybody throw to their left better on the run than Colin does. I know I've said that before, but to everybody else, I've never seen anybody do it better. You know,
yeah, Brett Favre was pretty good.
Who else was good at it?
Brett Favre was pretty good.
I've never seen anybody throw to their left on the run better than Colin. So I'm comparing him to the universe of quarterbacks. Yes. It's a rare comparison.
Better than you.
To the universe, I think. You have my quote.
Jim, one more? Perhaps you've read or spent some talk about your relationship with Trent Baalke and been characterized as a solid, good working relationship with occasional disagreements and friction, which is normal. Anyway, is that a fair characterization, and how would you describe your relationship with Trent?
Good. You know, it's the 49er way. You know, it's the team. And, you know, everybody does a little, and it adds up to be a lot. Nobody above the team, nobody more important, nobody less important. You know, hundreds of people in this organization, and we all have a role, and we all contribute to the best of our ability. And that's the team. We win as a team. That's our. That's how we do it.
All right, we've got Andy here.
No, that's all right. You got another question?
One more. Just mentioned on the radio that he expects to sit down with you and your representative at the end of your talk about extension. Do you look forward to that? Is that something you expect to get wrapped up in the offseason?
Oh, I mean, when it comes to talk about, you're talking about contracts,
yeah.
And I've always felt that it's in nobody's best interest to publicly discuss those. Always been another principle of mine.
Would you like to stay here for a lot of years to come, Jim?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
You're not going to take the Texas job, huh?
Is that a question? You have a question?
No, Jim, I said you're not going to take the Texas job.
As I've stated many times,
Rumors?
Do you have any evidence? Do you have any evidence, Art, or Tim, or Eric? Any evidence? Or what are we talking? Hearsay here?
Hearsay.
Well, in Judge Judy's court, hearsay is not admissible evidence. I think we can all agree that an unnamed source is hearsay. Would we not? So in the
He said he'd like to sign
you to an extension. That was the question that I had. Right, and I countered your, and I answered, you have my quote. You have my quote on that question. You have my quote on that question.
Don't say it's an unnamed source.
I see unnamed sources related to many of these topics, and it's my point that an unnamed source is hearsay. And in the court of public opinion, why would you give any of that credibility? Beware of unnamed sources. Beware of unnamed sources. Beware of unnamed sources. They speak with forked tongue.
All right.
Watch a lot of Judge Judy. Good?
Thank you.